Here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I am your host, Billy Thorpe. If this is your first time checking out the show, welcome. This is where we bring on people from the creator community to talk about creator culture, creator economy, creator tools, tips, tricks, fun stuff, all of those things. And I'm excited about today's episode. I have my friend Brent Basham coming on here in a few minutes from One Sheet Pro. So if you're looking to be a guest on live shows, podcasts, radio shows, TVs, all that fun stuff, if come to the right place, we're going to talk to the guy with the man with the plan. No, the man with the plan. He has created an amazing product, him and his partner. So we're going to be chatting with him about that momentarily. But before we do, as always, got a couple of segments. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, so do a little creator highlight here is brought to you by my friends over at Maven Coffee Company. So if you've never had Maven Coffee, then you're missing out. I promise you, once you take a little sip of it, you're going to throw away all this overly produced coffee that's shipped in from God knows where and cooked and baked and whatever they do to coffee. My friend Nico and his wife Deanna are the owners of Maven Coffee, and this is literally the best coffee in the world, not because I say so, not because they say so, but because it literally is the best coffee in the world. It's voted some of the best coffee. It's Colombian coffee, and what they do is they go direct to farms. So instead of being the middle guy, my friend Nico, his wife, they go right down to Colombia, just got back. They go to all these little farms and work directly with farmers in small batches to literally bring you the best produced coffee in the world. So I could talk about them all day, but this isn't really a Maven Coffee highlight. They just helped us with this segment today. This is actually a highlight of my friend Michael Sterling from Sterling Clear Audio. He just launched a podcast, so we always want to celebrate people who are launching stuff. These are conversations about the fusion of techniques and technology for social audio podcasting and live streaming. So you can check it out. For more information about that, join Michael's Discord. And if you are over in Clubhouse or somewhere on the internet, I've probably put a link near you somewhere where you can go to the Daily Live Show website, Creating Daily Live Show website, and click on important links, and you can see where you can join his Discord. So if that's something you want to do, and he can really help you out, dial in your audio. He's really been strategic for me to dial in my audio for my Rodecaster Pro. So go over there, support Michael, support his podcast, and all the people he brings on. They're real pros, and I don't say that lightly. So, all right, now let's jump into a little bit of news.
That's news to me.
Creating Daily.
And as I always say, I just create this little stinger so I can get a little sip of water because I talk so much at the beginning of the show. But some exciting news coming down the pipeline from Apple. They are going to, I think next month, start letting you see how many followers that you have. So not too long ago, Apple changed their podcast platform from subscribers to followers or whatever you call it these days. And apparently in a month, we're going to be able to get into the back end of Apple, which I think is called Podcast Connect. And you can see how many followers are actually following your show. So we really appreciate everybody. I mean, appreciate Apple. I don't know why I said everybody. We appreciate Apple giving us some more information about our podcast. Like, it's about freaking time. There's a lot of companies out there doing some cool stuff. But thanks, Apple, for getting on the bus after you started this project and giving us some better insights. And real quick, before we jump into it, just want to say hello to all the people that are jumping into the chats from all over the place. We got Monty Weaver jumping in over on YouTube. We got Sid Meadows. Actually, Sid is here on Clubhouse and over here on Facebook as well. And then we have Michael Sterling over on Bullhorn, which Michael also, that's a good reminder, started his podcast, and it is available on Bullhorn, so I look forward to seeing him live as well. And if you're a creator, I definitely recommend that you check out Bullhorn and see what it's all about. So wherever you're watching from or listening from, say hello in the chat. If you have any questions for Brent as we get going, we are going to open it up toward the end of the interview for a Q&A or our conversation, really. Brent's a friend, more a conversation than interview. We're going to open it up for a little bit of Q&A. So really appreciate everyone jumping in, all the fun places that you are. And now I want to introduce my friend that I met on Clubhouse, Brent Basham, the co-founder of One Sheet Pro. And he's going to tell us how we can throw away these old PDFs. And so let me just switch right over. And he's only audio today, no video. So I created a little slide for us. But all right, Brent, what is going on, my man? How are you doing?
Hey, Billy. Thanks for having me on, dude. This is awesome.
Yeah, man, this is cool. So for people watching the video, Brent is just not dead staring you in the face. He wasn't able to do video today, so I just brought his picture on. But underneath there's a way to connect with him, onesheet.pro/Brent Basham. You can go check out his One Sheet. And then also mine is just onesheet.pro/Billy Thorpe. You can check that one out as well. So, Brent, let's jump in, man. Before we talk about One Sheet, I'm just curious. I know you call yourself an old podcaster or a retired podcaster.
Yeah.
But this whole idea came from your experience of being a podcaster and booking shows. Can we start there with a little backstory of how it came about?
Yeah, for sure. So back in 2014, a buddy and I were talking about how, I'll be short with this, but a buddy and I were talking about how we were the very last digital immigrant dads raising the very first digital natives. And it was an interesting inflection point in history. And we were having all these kinds of talk conversations, and we were both nerds. And he was like, hey, you know, there's this thing of podcasting, we should do that. And so of course we did. And about 10 episodes in, we had an audience of about 4 or 5. And so we said, we're just going to have fun with it. And we started putting our kids on the show. We just flipped on the mic, and you know, for me, magic happened then. We flipped on the mic, and what amounted to usually 30, 40 minutes of tape would end up with about a 1 to 2 minute segment at the beginning of the show. We'd cold open with something like, hey, has dad been raising his voice lately? Or do I look at my phone too much or whatever? And then we would talk about it on the show. So it was a really magical experience. But another point that changed for us is when we started having guests on our show. And that was a real labor back then. There wasn't some of these directories out there. There wasn't Facebook groups for this sort of thing. You really literally would go on. I would go a lot of times on Amazon, try to find authors, try to track down their website, try to find out, talk to a PR person, find out they're not even looking to be on a show. So it's a real pain. And then the requests we got in coming into us usually had a Word attachment, which gave a really poor first impression out of the gate. So yeah, it hit close to home for me as far as solving this problem of helping people grow. And now that, you know, fast forward a few years and I've seen people just really kill it being able to use guest interviews to their advantage, not just on podcasts like what we did, but on live streams and YouTube. It's just all these different mediums now, Clubhouse, et cetera. I don't even know if you'd call those an interview, but these ability for people to connect and bring a message to an audience really resonates, you know, with me and everybody else.
Yeah, man. I like that you said, you know, that the process was clunky for getting guests or being a guest on other shows. So, man, can you dive a little bit more into that experience? Because I've had some interesting experiences as well. So I would love to hear, you know, what were some of those pain points that got you thinking like, man, I got to solve this problem?
Well, you know, the biggest one was finding the right guest. I think a lot of creators, you know, ours was called Digital Dads, right? So that hits just about as close to home as you can imagine with your kids and trying to be a better father and all that kind of stuff. And so the quality of guest and the quality of what they were sharing with our audience, we got very protective with our audience. I know you always talk about it being a community, and it really is a community. We really got close with the people. They sent us, I mean, I had one email me from the delivery room of the hospital telling us how he felt more prepared from the guests we had, not so much with me, I wasn't an expert, but more prepared and confident to take on that new challenge but it was about the fact that he had other people he was connected to. He was connected with the community and it helped him, right? And so it was really important for us to get good quality content. But like I said, I was going on Amazon, I was scouring Facebook or social media, but it just hadn't evolved even to the point where you could find something interesting. And I personally think this problem still isn't solved, obviously, because I'm still out here with a new way to try to solve it. But what I think you need to do is get all the people who are really willing to share a message. We had university professors on our show. We had a pediatrician who talked about the dangers of dry drowning right before summer, all these kinds of things, summer safety tips and stuff like that, right? These people don't necessarily get an ROI like some creators do. We want them in the fold. We want all those people to be in one place so that these messages that are so important can get found and get heard. That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah, man, I love it. And I love that you're solving the problem, because I'm with you. You know, it's like I get people who reach out to me a lot to be on my show. And now that I have this Creating Daily show where I'm trying to go daily, like for whatever reason I did that, I thought that was a good idea. You know, now I'm trying to book a guest. Yeah, right. Brave or dumb, I haven't figured it. We'll see what happens. But, you know, now I'm trying to book a guest every day. So, you know, some people who are just trying to get 3 or 4 guests a month, now I'm trying to book a guest every day. I need a better way to go to a directory, to go to a website and say, oh, this person's a perfect fit. Let me reach out to them. Then I don't have to go chase their email down. I don't have to go chase their phone, you know, their whatever, their Instagram or their Facebook and all. I mean, we have a million houses on the internet, essentially, and it's hard to find people. And so I feel like that's when you know, like you said, your journey to bring all this under one roof and say, hey, here's where we can really house your, what would you call it? What are you trying to house? Like our digital footprint, our digital ecosystem? How do you define that?
I think it's got everything, and there's some real interesting data points we're capturing. But at the end of the day, what we're trying to create is a superpowered guest directory. So I think it's still going to fall under the idea of a profile, right? I know that sort of really simplifies the idea, but it's still going to be a profile. It's just the nature of the directory, the nature of the sharing that really supercharges it.
Gotcha, man. Well, I'm excited to jump in and kind of talk about, you know, the product of One Sheet and the problems that it solves. And I've luckily, you know, have been kind of connected to this project as a beta tester, if you will, as somebody who can, you know, jump in, give some feedback, give some thoughts or whatever. So that's really, you know, so I have a whole different perspective, but I'll try to keep my curiosity from the older days when I didn't know about the product as much. We're going to test my interview skills right now, Brent, and see what happens. So, man, let's jump into it. And I have the ability to bring up, I think I've shown you this already, the website. And so we can show the back end of my profile of how people will use it. But the overall mission is a simple way for me as a creator or as an author, you know, someone, like you said, somebody with a message to be able to cut the friction out of someone saying yes to me being on their show. So I want people, when you're listening to this, you're watching this, keep that in mind. This is a tool to say, hey, here's everything under one roof. And it really is just pretty spectacular what you guys have done. So, and also if you're in Clubhouse, you can click that link and it's going to take you to our live page. And if you want to see the video, which this is going to be more video driven, as Brent's talking and he'll do a great job at explaining it. But you can click on there and click on one of those links like YouTube or Bullhorn or somewhere like that. So, all right, Brent, so let's jump into it, man. Let's take a look. And you can kind of show me around and I'll point and click as we go.
Yeah, I think probably first, really up at the top, the expert directory, that's kind of the core of the site. And obviously, it's brand new, which is actually really an opportunity for people. We went through this with the previous project at the beginning, but it sort of hits an inflection point where people just start piling in as you go. But what you see here is born out of in the directory. You're going to see that I, as a host, created this to basically make it really easy for me to find what I need. Now, it's not populated yet, but if you imagine this as just tons and tons of people, we're going to introduce search. And we've got all these data points. Like, for example, you have a live stream, right? So as we go, I'll be able to look at live streams. I'll be able to look at podcasts. And when I go through this directory, I click on quick view and it pops up really quickly. And one of the things we're going to add is just quick talking points. So you're going to be able to look at this, scroll through, pop up, close. So as a host, I'm going through here and it's really easy for me to see, oh, Billy's a podcaster. I see he's got a YouTube and I see he's got a live stream. Cool. From the little icons, I can see what he's all about and I can quickly go through. Even if I use a search, I can still pare down and see Billy might be somebody interesting to me very, very quickly, because I think it's important. We're all so busy to try to make this fast. And then if I do say Billy's worth connecting with, I can click over to view the full profile. I can click connect and go from there. There's also the option to add a video right there in that as well, like an intro video. So you can really, I wanted to make the browsing experience really powerful for people when they're trying to find these guests for the show. Obviously, this is kind of like a link tree here. You've got all your links at the bottom, the profile itself. I spent a lot of time saying, if I was a host, now that I've, you know, kind of gone through the directory or found you, maybe you shared this with me directly, what would I want to see? And a couple of the key things is, one, I want to hear you. And if you go to your past appearances section, I can quickly see, well, here's what Billy's all about. Well, what does he sound like? What is his personality like? What is his, what is, how does he communicate himself as an authority? And I can quickly click play on any of these podcasts. Boom, just like that, right? You've got past video interviews from YouTube. It's all right there. I don't have to, people think when they send, when people are applying as guests, what they don't do, unfortunately, and this is human nature, is they don't put on the hat of the other person. Like, what is that experience like for them? Mm-hmm. When you send me an email with a Word doc and 15 links all over the internet, I don't want to chase it around. Right. And also, here's the thing you also got to understand. This guest interviews are hugely valuable. So it's competitive. It's incredibly competitive. You got to figure out a way to make it easy for them to say yes. We had a mutual friend that had used our previous platform. They were booked out for, I think, 4 months, Billy. They had interviews booked out for 4 months solid. If you wanted to be on their show. However, you and I both know, if a good guest cut through the noise, you'd fit them in, right? If they made a great impression. Yep.
Exactly.
If they had something that clicked, if you were able to, boom, they get right in. So it's just really important that you make a good first impression. And that's what we try to do with the profile.
Yeah, man. You know, a couple of things that I really love about it and is one is that link tree replacement, you know, because here's the thing as a creator, and it depends on what level you're at and, you know, how you're monetizing or not monetizing or all that kind of stuff. But every little thing has a cost, you know, this product for $80 a year, this product for $80 a year, this, you know, it adds up. Next thing you know, I mean, I think we just did our taxes and I spent nearly $3,500 last year on software alone just for my business. And so, you know, for you to bring a tool that says, hey, we're going to help you, we're going to, you know, help you like with that cost and really do away with some of that cost is pretty phenomenal. And then the other thing, man, that I really love that you guys put together here was the past interviews. Cause you're right. It's like, if I'm looking for somebody and I go, okay, let's hear this person's story. Let's hear how they say it. You know, you don't have to do this discovery call. So now you're saving me time from, you know, doing these discovery calls. And I know I don't do these. I just like listen to people's stuff now that I have this option, or I try to find them and listen to them and make a decision. You know, do I want to bring them on the show? So I love the past experiences. I love the, you know, the tags, if you will. Like I got sponsorship strategies, podcasting, live streaming, business. Quickly, within like 2 seconds, you can look at my profile and go, nope, it doesn't cover any subjects I talk about on my podcast, and move on.
Right.
You know, so it's like not only getting guests, but eliminating guests is powerful as well. So not only, you know, me as a podcast host, but, you know, Monty as a live streamer, Sid as a podcast host, such and such as a TV show host or local show or whatever. So, man, I love it. And then you guys have also made it really easy. Of course, you know, let me go back over here because I want to go through these like.
Is there a humble brag coming? Is it humble brag on the way?
Yeah, I'm going to get to it. You know it's coming because I love what you guys have done. But for people watching, this is all stuff you can fill out, like in this about section or whatever.
You know what? You don't have there, Billy, too, I should mention, is testimonials. So you can actually send a link out to people and they can give you a testimonial and it comes right in there. They can add their headshot, they can add their words, and you can display or not display. So there's some social proof right there, too. And that takes advantage. We'll get to this in a minute, but that actually has the auto affiliate program built right into it too. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. We're going to get to that, man. I love that. I love that. And then also my podcast, my projects are on here. So this is something that you guys did, you know, that I love too, Brent, is the ability to, you know, not only is it podcasts I've been on, but now it's episodes that I've done. So this is, for me, I've already seen this since I fired up OneSheet Pro. I already see it in my podcast as being a podcaster, already in my podcast host saying, hey, OneSheet Pro sent people to they're listening from OneSheet Pro, which I think is pretty cool because now it's another discoverability platform as well. So that was high five on that one, man. You guys crushed that.
Yeah, for sure. And discoverability is a big part of it, right? That's why we made the directory open and not behind a sign up wall. People can go look at the directory. As you noticed, you weren't logged in when you did that, right? So when people click on you, that's going to also help you with SEO and Google juice because it all links back to your website. So there's a lot of thought put into this. I mean, you can get into the weeds on a little bit of it, but put it to you this way. I've had a lot of years of sort of these pain points to figure out how could we create something that would be really useful for creators.
Yeah, man, I love it. And I love that you've put the podcast separate. You've put YouTube, because a lot of times, and this is what people got, you know, creators, especially, like, you might start out as a podcaster and become a YouTuber, become a live streamer, become a radio station host, become a public speaker. And this thing is kind of one of those living, breathing documents, so to speak, or you know, something on the internet. And I don't have to open up a PDF and go back through and figure out how to edit or open up Photoshop or Canva or whatever. I literally just click this button, you know, with this little pencil tool on it, and go back in the back, and I can edit all the stuff. So just for people, you know, checking out the video, there's about appearances, YouTube, live streams, and then let's talk about this media kit for a second, because this is pretty dope, man. You guys crushed it.
Now,
I love
this. To be fair, a couple of these are pro features. So this is a paid feature. I should mention that just to be fair to everybody. But this is awesome. And what I love about this, now I did have some pushback when I was first creating this with somebody. So we could just use Google Drive. And that's true. You can use Google Drive and you can put all that stuff in Google Drive. You could maybe put a PDF in Google Drive. But it comes down to, how do you want to show up? What kind of first impression do you want to make when you're reaching out, when you're connecting, when you're building these relationships? And this is markedly different, right? You just present yourself a different way. People come away with a different perspective of you when you're able to share this. And what we put here is just your ability to add some quick bios, because you're always going to get asked for that after the interview. And then if you click over on images, you're going to be able to give them your quick headshots. They can grab and download and view those and see what works best. And probably, Billy, you need to have like a circle one and you got a landscape one. But yeah, so let's just make it really easy for them after the fact. They've already got your link. You don't have to go back and forth. It's just, you know, simple, easy. So that's kind of the point.
So on those images you talked about, you just said circle. Is there, so I want what landscape, a circle?
So you see my profile or my picture on the screen?
Yeah.
Probably want, yep, some of the hosts. I read this somewhere in the research process. So you want to have a circle one like that. You want to have a landscape one, and you want to have a square one, just because different hosts have different sorts of their web pages and stuff formatted differently, and it just makes it easier for them. Anything you could do to make their life easier shows them respect as a host, and it's going to help you with that relationship. So it's just a tidbit.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. That's awesome. Because it makes their life easier. Once again, guys, we're talking about what product are we using to, or services are we using as creators to take the friction out of getting ourselves in front of more people and growing our audience. I mean, essentially, and that's why, you know, when you showed me this brand, I was like, holy smokes, man. Like, this is a game changer. I know that word's used a lot in our world, but it definitely is. So I'm going to show the back. Go ahead.
Let me show this real quick, if you don't mind. So speaking of frictionless, if you go to your profile and let's say you get to the point where someone is ready to connect with you, right? They're like, hey, I see Billy. Okay, cool. And you didn't initiate, they found you in the directory. When they click connect, it's going to pop up and they're going to be able to directly message you. They don't have a sign up wall in the way. So they don't have to go and sign up and go to this whole process, because that's friction in the way of getting in touch with you. They found you. They want you to be a guest. We don't want to get in the way of that process. So we just, boom, you go right through, right? And you can determine if it's a good fit for you. But these are opportunities inbound to you as a guest. We don't want to put friction in the way of that. So that's why that's completely open. Anybody can come through and message you. You can turn it on and off depending on if you're actively guesting or not, but, you know, and other reasons. But it's definitely going to open you up to more opportunities as the directory grows. The host can just come there anonymously. We don't even have to ever know them. They don't have to give us any information. They can still connect with you to have you as a guest. And that, well, that opens up the door to like TV and radio and bigger people too, right? Because they don't necessarily want us to know about them, or, you know, that they're reaching out to Billy, but they can still do it.
Yeah, man. No, this is great. And I love that, and you've mentioned this a couple of times, and I just want to make sure I iterate it, that it is no paywall. There's no, and when we say paywall, we're talking about there's no, they don't have to put their email in, they don't have to have an account. They can just literally click on this page, hit connect, send you a message. And then, Brent, once they do that, where does that message go? Where am I getting it at?
That's pretty slick. I'm pretty proud of this part. So that message comes into your back end and you'll see it under your messages in your dashboard, but they put in their email address, right? And so, well, how do we correspond back and forth if you put in an email address? So what'll happen is that message goes to you, great. So you look at it in your back end. When you go to reply to it in your back end, it sends them an email they click a link and they can see the message thread, and they never have to be part of OneSheet to have back and forth correspondence with you from your inside OneSheet, their outside of OneSheet. So their whole experience is outside the platform. Your experience is inside the platform. Now, we'll probably give them some different, you know, there'll be some nice things we can do if they choose later, but we don't want to get in the way of you being able to get that opportunity. That's an opportunity for you as a guest. And those are important and valuable to you. We don't want to introduce any friction in the way that, in fact, we want to make it simple and easy for the person that's reaching out to you so you get more of those.
Yeah, man. I love it, man. So we spent some time talking about the front facing, what's on the outside. Should we dip into the user interface side of it and take a look back there and see how all these tools work? So once again, if you're not watching the video, if you're over here on Clubhouse and you can't see the video, click the link and then click another link to YouTube or Bullhorn or somewhere over there. And be sure to say hello in the chat, and we're going to open this up for a little Q&A after we jump in. So here's the back end of my dashboard. Take us for a little ride, Brent.
So up at the top, you've got, and you see it's grouped into sections on the left-hand side there. You've got the dashboard area, which is kind of your management area. It's got, you know, your messages, you can click and go to the directory yourself. Maybe you're looking for a guest, and then you can share your page or some stuff there. Some neat stuff on the way with that. Messages, that's where you see your messages. And then below that is all like your page setup stuff. So that below that whole section where it says page setup, all that down below is just different things you can do with your page. So you can do your about section, your images, your media kit, all the links you want to add, all that stuff is really configurable in there. And obviously we take feedback too, Billy, you know, to improve it. But there's a lot there. I think under branding, I think you can even edit. We've even allowed you the opportunity. No, it's not there. It's under another one, but you can edit when you share your link on social media, you know, and it automatically pulls in like your headline and your text.
Oh, yeah.
You can configure that. You can change that so that whatever text you want, you know, so you might be promoting a new live stream. So you just change it. So when you share a link in a Facebook group or a post, it automatically pulls that title and that body of text right in there for you. So, I mean, there's a lot of thought in there, and we're certainly open to a lot of other things too, but that's really kind of the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, man. And one thing I do like too is this, and if people are watching this, the intro video, I don't have one, but I could easily create an intro video that I put on my YouTube channel and link it right here with the URL. That way, if people come to my page, I can say whatever. Hey, this is Billy. Thank you so much for checking out my OneSheet. You know, blah, 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 blah. I'd love to be on your show. I'd love to have you on my show. All those kinds of things. And then also this messages feature. So here's where the messages come in. And then I click that. And so it's like, hey, and then I can, you know, I can reply from there. That is so crazy.
Yeah. And like awesome, I said, man, when you reply, that sends them an email and they click that and they can reply to you in basically on top of your profile. It's really cool. It's really cool because they don't have to be part of OneSheet. So I really love that part.
Yeah. So, and this is pretty, you know, pretty easy. It looks like a lot when you first open it, but everything is pretty much like, you know, like, hey, select this, do that. It's got all the sizes. I mean, just like any other profile, like, you know, Facebook, Clubhouse, any of these places that we're already on. But one thing I do like is you do have a books, live streams, you know, speaking and books, which I don't have. But now is there an active like store? Can people check out on here, or is that coming, or do you send them somewhere
not
else?
Yet. That's not, I think that mostly we're geared toward guest interviews. So at this point, no. But again, if it's something that everybody says, hey, we really want this, we'll probably add it in, you know, if we see a need and to see that it can help the creators. That's the nice thing. We have complete flexibility. So,
okay. Yeah, man. And it seems like people are in the chats. They're fired up about it. They're like, hey, thanks for introducing us to this platform. I do see someone tried to send me an email. It says bounce back. I'm listening to your interview right now. I would love introduction, a chance to speak with them. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So yeah, definitely going to get you an introduction over there to producer Jimmy. She's a great person to know. And then we'll jump over here to Facebook really quick. We got Nikki Marie, who was on the show yesterday, saying hello. What's up? She signed up for OneSheet right now as she sent that message.
Cool.
Yeah. So she's fired up about it. Sid is always on here. He said he loves how the YouTube feed automatically
get jokes.
He says he loves how the automatically YouTube automatically updates. So that is a really good, that's a really good feature too. And then Jonathan, my friend Jonathan Dispenza, says, as a one-person creator team, I love OneSheet. And man, I think this is you know, and I don't know if you planned this, like in your, and I, you know, I've kind of, like I said earlier, I've been through the process a little bit with you. I've been inside your brain a little bit as you're coming up with some of these things, but were you always creating this from the perspective of like, hey man, it's just me and my co-host and we got to figure out a way to get these guests on and get this process down to a better science?
Yeah. And you know, one of the things I didn't mention about that is back when I was on Digital Dads, part of the reason, in fact, decent part of the reason why we pod faded was I couldn't find the guests I wanted to find. So, and there are some really good directories out there. Again, everybody has their own approach. We've taken a different approach a little bit, but the ultimate goal is to, you know, having the free account, have a single place you can go to find all kinds of different people for interviews. So yeah, that's always a big part of the motivation. I'd love to kick back off my show again, to be honest with you. I've tossed that around. My kids are a little older, so it'd be interesting their feedback and their live opinions now. I don't know, definitely editing that a little bit, but they're teenagers. So, but yeah, it's definitely a motivation, man, to really help creators connect. And now it's so splintered into so many different channels and so many different directories. It's like, yeah, but, and maybe it's aspirational, but I just think that it's doable. And I think that we've really got the framework for it to really take off. So I'm excited.
So now, Brent, I love, you know, like I love the platform, love what you're doing. Now, I want to just be a narcissist and talk about how awesome I am. And we'll talk about this. So I got one question, Brent. Why am I number one in the directory right now?
You know, you pulled some strings, you know, get you on a live interview, you can be on top of the, you know, that kind of thing. You know, and I'm above it, a little bit of hand greasing. No, it's we've really built in, this is really what we think of, where I said, you know, OneSheet is a superpower guest directory. The superpower, and I really love this too, is sharing, right? Our superpower with this platform is sharing. And what we're doing is when you share, you have this profile that you built and you put it in the directory, but it's a portable profile. It's built to share. When you looked at your page, what you didn't see was OneSheet and all of our links across the top of it. It's really mostly about Billy. Your image is front and center. It's really designed to be portable, to be able to use anywhere, your social bios, wherever you're going to use it, pitching, whatever. Well, when you do, the more people are clicking on that, the more you're getting engagement outside the platform. We know that means there's some degree of relevancy and certainly some degree of you being engaged as a guest, and maybe you're promoting a book or whatever. So we're actually tweaking the algorithm. So when you share it outside, you get a directory boost inside, and that's trending and popular. Trending is a little shorter, a little bit different algorithm, and the popular, when you click and look at popular, I think you're at the top of that too. We don't need to give you any more. But
where do I click that? So, I need to see it.
right above your face, right above your face. Click trending. And it'll, that little drop down will right above your face. Your profile.
Oh, trending. Here we go. Oh, popular news. Popular, trending. Okay. Uh-oh. I'm not on newest.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. You're not on newest. No, but you're not newest, right? So go to popular. Oh, you're not the newest one.
Sid is number two, man. Well, yeah, I knew that. I knew that for a long time. Sid was number two. It's all right. Oh, and popular. Look at me. I'm trending and popular. Who can beat me? So, I'm going to put it out there. Who can beat me?
Yeah. And I think what's really cool about this is like when you're an author going on a book tour, or like, let's say you just like you did, this is exactly what happened, although it's a much smaller directory right now. But fast forward when this is a lot of people in here, when you're out here promoting your daily show, you're going to be getting a lot of engagement, and that's going to inform our algorithm, especially within your category as it grows. And people are going to be able to see you fishing up to the top, which means, hey, Billy's active. Billy's getting traction. People are clicking on his thing. That tells us a little bit about quality, because one of my big goals has always been, how do you surface quality in these type of things?
So
that's one mechanism we're using to help surface quality guests.
Well, and I can say just from looking at popular, obviously the guy number one is he's legit. Ross Brand actually is a phenomenal guy as well. I mean, a lot of
Ross is awesome. He's amazing. Yeah.
Brent, you're right up there as well. Jody, I mean, just really some amazing creators. And that's what I love about this too, man. You know, I talk a lot about community. I mean, I think that's one of the things that you value that I've heard from you a lot is I want to serve the community of creators. I want to help them. I want to help them get out there. I want to help them, you know, build their brand, build their shows, build their networks. But not only that, man, but you're really focused on helping us make some money as well. And I don't talk about it too much on this live show, but somehow it always comes back to how do I make money with this?
Because you got that other show, right?
Because I got the other show called Creating for Money, and I'm always trying to help people. And so this is awesome because, you know, when I'm coaching people and telling them about different affiliate programs and different, you know, brand sponsorships and all this, OneSheet Pro fits right into there. So man, take me, and I know you guys are working on it in the back end, getting ready over the next few days to make it public, but tell us what you're working on if you want to, if you don't mind.
Yeah. It's not quite out yet, but we're going to bring this out probably within a handful of days. It was a pain point as a podcaster. We were, and you know, and I was only a podcaster. I wasn't even doing all the things you're doing, and you get nickel and dimed and it gets expensive and things have gotten even more expensive. So we thought, well, what if we could, you know, and you've got all these affiliate programs and a lot of places will have an affiliate program. And I thought, well, you've got these interactions. How do you make this native? How do you make referrals native to the process? How do you build it in so that when you've got this portable page and you're out there sharing it, we go around saying the more you share, the more you grow, right? Because you get that directory boost, but also we've got this built-in auto affiliate program. So when you click on your page there, or when you share your page, or it's out on, somebody clicks on it on from your bio link or your link on your website, they're at the very bottom, they might say, hey, well, what is this all about? This is pretty cool. Oh, it's OneSheet. They click over, they see the directory, they see they can get on interviews, they see, wow, that's cool. And we've got some really cool things coming with that down the road. But that's going to track to you. All those clicks are going to track to you. So they might say, well, I want to sign up for free. And when they do, now we got a link between you and them. If they ever upgrade later, no matter if it's a year from now or 3 years from now, it doesn't matter. It's going to track you and you're going to start getting compensated because you were the one that referred us. And I don't know that we'll keep that around forever, but I definitely love that these people are getting behind us early and helping us grow. And we want to have some mechanism in place to link that together and help them so that as we grow, it's that whole rising tide floats all ships things. And what's really cool about it is, so we've just given everybody that's coming to the platform two incentivized reasons to share. It's going to get a directory boost for yourself, and you get that auto affiliate program built right in, right? And it's in your testimonials and it's in your messages. It's all over the place. Those two reasons. So if you're doing it and Sid's doing it and somebody else is doing it, all roads lead back. Guess what that does? It gets you more eyeballs and it feeds itself. Yeah. And so now that social proof starts to kick in, and it's not just the early adopters. I've been through this. This is my first rodeo. So I have a pretty good idea of how this is going to work. And I think it's going to really reward a lot of creators. And I'm excited that the ones who are in early, the ones who are really taking advantage and helping us, it's going to help them too. Just love that.
Yeah, man. I love it. I love that is, you know, because there is, you know, there's a free, you guys got a free forever or free for right now. So that people can just go sign up. I mean, you can go literally sign up right now. And then when that affiliate thing kicks in, you can go sign up for that and then immediately have a stream of revenue into your podcast or your live stream or your whatever kind of messaging you're putting out there, and not without real having to go do a bunch of legwork to do it. And then, man, also that you guys are, you know, especially up front here, which I know you said it could change, but to have this no time limit affiliate opportunity for first adopters is phenomenal. I mean, you got some of the biggest platforms, shopping platforms in the world. I'm not going to mention them, but just think for 5 seconds who you probably get a shipment from today. You know, those guys are only 24 hours, I believe. So, man, that's pretty cool of you guys to do that. So, you know, from one person who really cares about monetizing their content, I appreciate that you would, you know, say, hey, if you're jumping in and helping us, we want to scratch your back as well. So appreciate you doing that, man. That's awesome.
I mean, it comes from being a creator. I don't know what it's like. And it's, you know, they've got all these different ways you can make money, and it's hard. But what if you just went in here, created your profile, made it like a Linktree, and just replaced your bio? At least you got a chance. Linktree isn't giving you anything. At least you get a chance to earn some income down the road, you know? And I should say, too, we've made it recurring. So any of the ones that do upgrade later, as long as they stay a customer, you're going to keep getting paid. So you can actually build up, maybe I don't want to get crazy, but maybe you make an extra tank of gas here and there, you know? So that might be a stretch. I don't know. But yeah, we're really trying to reward and compensate people and just a little something extra and a thank you for helping us build the platform.
Yeah, man. I love it, Brent. Well, man, is there anything that I didn't set you up to talk about? I think we went through it in detail, but I want to open it up for some Q&A, curious minds or raising hands over in Clubhouse. I want to make sure I give them an opportunity to do that. So do we cover it all, you think?
I think so, man. It's I think we're good.
All right, cool. Well, so we're going to go ahead and open this up for a little bit of Q&A. So if you're wherever you're joining us at, feel free to drop a comment if you want to do that. If you're on Clubhouse, you can do that. If you're on Bullhorn, I believe I got it where you can call in. I'm going to turn on the call-in feature so you can actually call in if you're listening on Bullhorn. with your question. And then let me see, hand raising here. I'm going to make Sid a moderator so he can help me out, bring some people up. No, he might kick me out. He might kick me out of my own live stream. We'll have to see. But all right, so Sid, I'm going to pass the mic over to you, man. You're first up. What's going on? Hold on. Let's see. Hold on a second. I guess some technical difficulties. Now let's try to hear you. I think so. We'll see.
Hey, Billy, you there?
There we go. Now I'm hearing you. Sorry, man.
That's a worry.
Go for it.
Great show today, Billy. Really enjoyed it. Brent, I love learning from the product about the product directly from the creator of the product. So thanks so much for sharing. I do have a question about the testimonials. When you think about the testimonials, what are you, like, the purpose of them? Is it for, like, people that maybe you've worked for that may, as, because I'm a coach and a consultant and a business strategist, to leave reviews for you, like, kind of like you do on LinkedIn? Or is it for podcast hosts to leave a note about what kind of guest you were? I mean, what's your vision about the use of the testimonials?
So I think from the perspective of a guest directory, it would be for from hosts who have had you as an interview to show to other hosts, so you get that social proof, that little extra social proof. That said, though, I think people are using their one sheets in some different ways. So, you know, whatever testimonials that are in there, I don't think someone singing your praises is really going to hurt anything. But what I will say is, if you're going on a tour, you can flip, you have a little toggle switch to flip them on and off. So, like, let's say, for example, you're really kind of gearing up toward trying to go do a guest tour. Flip on all your guest testimonials, and you know, those are front and center. And if you're going after clients and you're sending them the page, you could just flip those on. So they're just a toggle where you could go through and, you know, it's, we're trying to make it as customizable as possible. I know that's kind of a non-answer, and I'm sorry for that. But I think first vision would be probably as to get you booked on more shows as a guest. It's kind of the overarching view of the directory itself. But the portable page itself, I mean, you can really use it however it works for you.
You know, that's a great point. Thank you. I'm actually, I didn't know about the affiliate. I think that's pretty cool. And I love it. I've shared it. I recently shared it with somebody who asked me to be a guest on their podcast. And they sent me the Calendly link to schedule and had all the questions in for me to fill out. Each one of those questions, I just shared my link to One Sheet Pro. Like, everything you need nice. Is here. Here's the bio. Click this link. Here's a headshot. Click this link. Because it's all right there and they can easily download it. So I'm loving the product. I've only been on for a couple of weeks, but it's really good. Thanks, thanks Billy, for introducing me to Brent. I hate that I have to actually say that out loud and I have to thank Billy.
Well, Sid,
thanking Billy is tough.
Sid, I'm glad you're using the platform, and I'm also glad that you're number 7 on the popular list on the directory. So good luck catching up.
Did you see my chat note to you in Facebook?
I don't know. I try not to read anything that you send in. It's dangerous, especially live.
Say it out loud. Billy got to that number one popular position, Brent, because he actually paid a lot of us to go to One Sheet and to click on his profile to boost him up there. So that's how he got there.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot more sense now. So it makes a lot more sense.
That was part of that number I said earlier about you know how much I spent on software. That was most of it, was paying people to follow me and click on my One Sheet. All right, we got Heidi up on Clubhouse here. So, Heidi, welcome to the room. Welcome to the live stream. Any questions for Brent?
Yes, I have some questions. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. I've sort of been dilly-dallying, getting my radio show, wanting it all to be perfect, having the show back up on the radio while also having my LinkedIn lives, my Facebook lives, my YouTube lives, and my Insta's live all at the same time. And so I've been waiting for it to be perfect, and I'm going to just stop. And I've got a video that I want to post today. And now it's not going to be my LinkedIn live, but I want to put it up. I have a YouTube question. I have a YouTube account with 200 subscribers. I've never really pushed hard to get subscribers. I've got 209. Okay. And I've got one that I've started to build out, which was the one I was going to connect with YouTube Buddy so I could really get the videos properly posted. But I can't change the URL because I don't have 200 or 100 subscribers of the, the new account, the account that I want to use. So my question is, do I go back and use the account that has no subscribers and start at zero and just move forward from there? Or do I put my new foundation on the old foundation of 209 subscribers, the account I've had since 2006, and just start building from there? Or is that going to be a crumbling foundation and I should just start fresh?
Yeah, no worries. I'll jump in and answer this really quickly. You know, I'm going to mute your mic here real quick, Heidi, so we don't get any feedback. But what I would recommend is, it depends on the audience. Okay, now this is not really about the topic that we're talking about, but I'll be happy to answer it. Is if your audience for your old channel is the same audience for your new content, then sure, go back to that old channel and produce it. But if you have different content, that's more than likely a different audience. So I would not try to go and just, you know, it'd be kind of like me building up a million subscribers to an Instagram channel about shoes and then flipping it and say, hey, check this new fishing podcast out. It doesn't really make sense. So if the content aligns with your old audience, sure, why not? But if it doesn't, I would just start fresh. And just I saw this, you know, speaking of my friend Monty Weaver in the audience, I saw him helping. I don't know if it was his YouTube channel or someone else's, but he simply went on social media and said, hey guys, can you please go subscribe to this? I want to custom your URL. I'm trying to get 100 people or whatever it is. And I think he was able to do that pretty quickly. So that would be my little pro tip for you there, just to go ask your community already, and people who want to will. And get a one sheet, because it's going to show up in those backlinks, right, Brent? And help you boost it a little bit.
Yeah, so. I'm already on one sheet.
Awesome. Well, Heidi, any other questions real quick before we move on?
Well, sure. Would you be a guest on my podcast and radio show when I get it started?
Absolutely. Just go to onesheet.pro/Billy Thorpe and message me there, and I'll take care of it. Awesome.
Got it. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Appreciate it. If anybody else on Clubhouse wants to jump in, or anybody on Bullhorn or wherever you're watching, I think I'm actually live on Instagram or LinkedIn rather. Sid said something about LinkedIn. I'm like, oh yeah, I think I connected that. So
Billy, I have a question for Brent real quick. Brent, does One Sheet have an Instagram page?
Not currently. No. And that's just because I'm social media exhausted. To be honest, I'm focusing on a couple of channels. I probably should. I just don't know exactly what to put there. So I'd be open to input from you guys. We'd love to highlight people in the platform too, while it's tenable, you know, on social media as well.
Awesome. Yeah, man, I'm sure. And also you have a Facebook group. So that's probably where your community's hanging out. A lot of feedback's coming in. You're asking a lot of questions. So how do people find that? And I can add it to the show links as well after the show. I forgot to add it before.
Yeah, it's One Sheet Pro, I think. You just search for that. I think that you can get there.
And join the Facebook group there.
Pretty easy. Yeah, and right now it's really small, so you can definitely get interaction with me and everybody else in there pretty easily. That doesn't always stay the case as we saw before. But yeah, right now pretty available for anything you guys want to bring at me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better jump in there now, because Brent is known to grow massive Facebook groups. So we better jump in if you want that interaction. Well, I'm just going to check real quick all these little chat boxes that I have floating around the internet and make sure nobody else has any questions, Brent. But I think we crushed it. I think we did a great job at explaining One Sheet. What is the purpose? What issues does it solve? And man, thank you for being a creator and pioneering, you know, channels for us and really taking that. I think a lot of people have pain points, but they never go to the drawing board and say, how the heck am I going to solve this? And you did that, and now you're solving a huge pain point for a lot of us creators and people looking to build our brand. So, man, hats off to you. Appreciate you doing that.
Well, man, I should thank you too and all the other creators from previous projects and previous relationships, because a lot of what I've figured out has come from interactions with all of you and a lot of feedback. So it's kind of guided it a lot. So really grateful back at you for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, Brent, loved having you on the show, man. We definitely have to do it more. You and I used to run some pretty awesome clubhouse rooms back in the day, so we might have to start creating some content around this that again, to especially in the beginning, to help One Sheet get to where you guys want to go. So really appreciate you being on the show, man. Any last words before we close you out and I close up this show?
No, I'm trying out a new tagline for it, though. See what you think. One Sheet Pro, the more you share, the more you grow.
I love it.
How do you like it?
I love it, yeah. Works. Everybody in the chats, let us know. Thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you think? Let him know. You can go back afterward and check it out and see what people are saying. But I love it, man, and that's one of the huge features. If you guys missed it, is the more you share it, the more you get bumped. The bigger the directory goes, the more opportunity you have to be in front of more eyeballs. One of the biggest things, and this is just from a podcaster perspective, is discoverability, and this is solving that issue. So, Brent, high five long distance, man. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, and we'll definitely have you back on and see where you're at in a year or 6 months or whatever. Whatever we got, whatever you come up with next, I'm in your corner. I'm a big fan, so really appreciate you being here and being a part of it.
Same here.
All right, man. Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for checking out this episode of Creating Daily with my friend Brent Basham. Be sure to head over to onesheet.pro and sign up, and that's either with a number one sheet, sheet.pro, or it's just one, the like how you spell one sheet pro.
One sheet pro. Or just go to your page, Billy, and scroll to the bottom.
Yeah, what am I talking about?
That's the good path.
Go to my page. What am I doing? Just go to my page. And then if you're having trouble finding the link, I've put a link somewhere where you're watching or listening to the notes for this show and for links for this show. So really appreciate you. And tomorrow I'm going to be joined by my friend John Snyder. We're going to be talking about NBA Top Shots, which I might have to recruit somebody that knows about sports, but maybe it'll be a good place for me to be because I don't know anything about sports, but it's NFT directly correlated with people who are fans of basketball. So if that's you, be sure to jump into the room. We're going to learn more about that and how he is a podcaster and is a creator, has been diving into to NBA Top Shot. So that's tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I am super excited about Creating Daily. If you haven't subscribed, if you haven't followed, there's probably a follow or subscribe button somewhere near you. Click on it. And if you're over here in Clubhouse, we'll see you again tomorrow at 2 p.m. And until then, go sign up for your One Sheet and send it to me. DM it to me on Instagram or send it to billy@creatingformoney.com. And I want to check it out. I want to be sure that we're connected over there in that community and also in the Facebook group as well. All right, guys, we'll see you soon.